Why the Rich Get Richer. One of the reasons the poor and middle class struggle is that they work for money and a steady paycheck. The problem with that is you have to work harder, longer, or charge more to make more money. The problem with physically working harder and longer is that we all have a finite amount of time and energy. One of the reasons why the rich get richer is that every year they work to build or acquire more assets. Adding more assets does not require working harder or longer. In fact, the higher a person's financial IQ, the less he or she works while acquiring more and better quality assets. You see, assets work for the rich by producing passive income. Every year, Kim and I set goals as to how many new assets we want. We do not set goals to make more money. When Kim first started investing in real estate in 1989, she had a goal of 20 residential properties in 10 years. At the time, it seemed like a major task. She started with a 2-bedroom, 1-bath house in Portland, Oregon. 18 months, not 10 years later, she blew past her goal of 20 properties. After she reached her goal, she sold the units, taking capital gains of over $1 million, and upgraded for bigger and better units in Phoenix, Arizona, tax-free. In 2007, her personal goal is to add an additional 500 rental units to her portfolio. She already has over 1,000 units paying her passive income, the least taxed income every month. She makes more money than most men, and she has accomplished all of this as an entrepreneur in the investor quadrant. My focus is to increase my cash flow from business assets and commodities. I invest heavily in oil, gold, and silver companies. As an educational entrepreneur, each time I write a book, I receive income for years in the form of royalties from approximately 50 publishers in different parts of the world. I do not write about this to brag. In fact, I hesitate to disclose our wealth and how we made it. There are people who resent those who make a lot of money. As you will find out in the next chapter on financial predators, it's dangerous to let people know you are rich. One big reason why I risk disclosing what we do and make is because Kim and I are committed to your financial education and increasing your financial IQ. A massive problem with financial education is that most of the people selling or sharing financial education come from the employee and self-employed quadrants. Most are not really rich. Many are journalists who write about money but have little money themselves. Many of these financial experts have retirement plans filled with stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. Many are counting on the stock market for financial survival and will be wiped out if there is a massive market crash during their retirement. Many will struggle if the U.S. dollar continues to decline in purchasing power and inflation takes off. In short, many financial experts handing out financial advice do not know if their retirement plans will work. If they did, many would have retired. Kim and I know our retirement plan works. We know because passive income pours in every month from our assets. We are not putting money in savings, bonds, or mutual funds for the future. If we are wiped out, which is always possible, our real asset will be our financial IQ. We can rebuild again because we focused more on learning rather than earning. We learn to manage our own money rather than turn our money over to a so-called financial expert.